Hari Kondabolu is a comedian who takes you by surprise because of where he goes and how he gets there. Should we just jump right in?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Harry, truthfully, I'd like to have you be my avatar. I'd like to send you into scary, race-baiting American situations and have you tell me what you make of it.
Wow, we're really jumping right in. I think that comedians, first of all, we do a lot of thinking. Our job is to think and to create and find ways to explain very difficult things in the simplest way possible, and hopefully without losing all the complexity.
And that's all that was playing, 60s protest music, and I got sick of it. I'm like, hey, man, can we play something else? And my friend got offended. He's like, what? You don't like my music, dude? But my music is the sound of the revolution. What? You think acoustic guitar is the sound of the revolution? I assumed gunfire and bombs blowing up and the blood-curdling screams of rich people having their throats slit and their land taken away. Or at the bare minimum, electric guitar. I mean, seriously, now. You can't kill other people to acoustic guitar. You can only kill yourself.
There's this ancient element to it, which I don't understand how it's so effective. Maybe it's people really desire human connection. I think people especially now need that.
How are people feeling, does it seem?
Just generally? Or mm-hmm,
you know, your audiences?
There's anxiety, certainly. There's a certain sense of, since the Trump election, there's been a lot of, I feel it's almost existential, like, where do we go from here?
I'm from New York City.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, I mean, where are you really from? Which, of course, is code for, no, I mean, why aren't you white?
I feel, that's why I love doing stand-up, because there's a release there. There's something cathartic in it. There's a shared set of ideas, and there's the ability to laugh at groups. That's certainly something that's been wonderful, even in this terrible time.
You have a Master of Human Rights?
Yeah. I wasted a lot of money before I got into a stand-up full-time.
There aren't any new human rights out there or rights I don't know about, possibly?
Yeah, it varies. Some people, like, gun rights are seen as a human right in this country. In other countries, they are not. So it kind of depends on where you are.
Well, that's a funny thing to have be true about human rights, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very relative. It was really depressing to learn about.
Yeah, that would be a rude awakening. I hope there aren't too many of those for you here in Hawaii, Harry.
I'm excited. I'm excited to discover something that is completely different. I'm very curious about colonial history, how race works, how class works. The context is so different.
Can't wait. Thanks so much, Harry.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it.
Harry Kondabolu with Noe Tanigawa for HPR News.